Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
Max and friends, he says what he wants, ain't holding nothing back. Got the recipe for life, and he's inspiring. He's not scared of any topic, from sex style to gossip.
LA Talk Radio, this is Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max Tucci. Welcome back to another Sunday night of Max and Friends. So, how is your spring, early spring going? I don't even know what season we're in. You know, being in Florida, it's just like an eternal summer. It's the never-ending summer. So, I've been part of this never-ending summer, and I'm forgetting, like, it was snowing last week in New York, and people had nor'easters, and there was all this kind of massive snowstorms. But the beauty of nature is that it puts us exactly where we're supposed to be, and that's in this moment right now. So welcome to Max and Friends. If it's your first time tuning in, welcome to the show. I've been here. It's going to be 10 years in May, so welcome to the party. Welcome to the conversation. Tonight we're going to have a beautiful conversation because my guest, as always, who I adore with, you know, the book, hashtag Know the Truth, Gordana Biernat is joining us tonight. It's going to be a fun show because we're just going to have a wonderful, clear, conscious conversation about life, the moment, living, creating, and just being who we are. This is me. Have you all seen The Greatest Showman? It's one of my favorite movies. I've seen it 5 times now. I'm going to go see it again. It is just so super. There's 2 songs, A Million Dreams and This Is Me. And A Million Dreams is really what, at first it starts off with dreaming with your eyes closed. And then as you start visualizing and as you start creating your dreams, you can then see them with your eyes wide open. So what are some dreams of yours that you've manifested that you can literally see? I want to know. Tweet me at Max Tucci and let me know. If you want to follow Gordana, go right now to Twitter at MyPowerTalk. You can find her there. Get the book, hashtag Know the Truth. We're going to be talking about it tonight. You know, recently we had a full moon here and it was so beautiful because I was able to get on my bike and ride down to the beach with this beautiful energy of just the ocean, the sand, the beach, and being with friends and lovers and just all kinds of wonderfulness happening at this full moon. And I rode down to the beach and literally we're there and there's incense burning. There's a huge gong. There were some beautiful crystal bowls and people were chanting and meditating and we were all kind of just laying on the beach. And we had these flowers and we brought all of our things that we wanted to let go. We put them into the flower and we dropped them into the ocean and we kind of just purged ourselves from all of the things that we hold on to. So what is it that you're holding on to in your life right now that you want to let go of? Let's talk about it here tonight on Max and Friends. Like I said, you could tweet me at Max Tucci. Also, I'm finally on Instagram with a live, open, free account that you can come and follow. What am I trying to say? It's not a private account because my other one is private because sometimes I like to keep my life private. Private life should be private. But when I want to share with you my public life, go to at Max Tucci Radio and there you can find what's going on in my life, in my public life. But I want to actually, let's go right into a song right now, A Million Dreams. And it's from the movie The Greatest Showman. And we come back, we're going to talk to Gordana Biernat and find out what's going on in her life right now that maybe you can resonate with. Maybe there's a frequency and a synchronicity that you're feeling too. Maybe there's something in all of our beings right now that we're collectively sharing and exploring together. But we're going to explore that when we come back right now, A Million Dreams on Max and Friends.
Close my eyes and I can see a world that's waiting up for me that I call my own. Through the dark, through the door, through where no one's been before, but it feels like home. They can say it all sounds crazy. They can say I've lost my mind. I don't care, so call me crazy. we can live in a world that we design. 'Cause every night I lie in bed, the brightest colors fill my head. A million dreams are keeping me awake. I think of what the world could be, a vision. There's a house we can build, every room inside is filled with things from far away. Special things I compile, each one there to make you smile on a rainy day. They can say it all sounds crazy. They can say we've lost our minds. I don't care if they call us crazy. Run away to a world that we design.
Every night I lie in bed, the brightest colors fill my head. A million dreams keeping me. The world could be a vision of the one I see. A million dreams is all it's gonna take. Oh, a million dreams for the world we're gonna make.
However big, however small, let me be part of it all. Share your dreams with me.
The brightest colors fill my head.
A million dreams are keeping me awake.
A million dreams, a million dreams.
I think of what the world could be.
A vision of the one I see.
A million dreams is all it's gonna take.
LA Talk Radio, this is Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max Tucci. Welcome back. That was A Million Dreams. I'm not going to waste any more time talking about myself and about what I've been doing because I want to bring on my friend, author. I call her a global life coach. Y'all know her as one of Oprah's Super Soul 100 teachers. You all love and adore her because there's over 300,000 of you following her right now. Gordana Biernat, author of Hashtag Know the Truth, Why Knowing Who You Are Changes Everything. Welcome back to Max and Friends.
Hi, Max. I love to be here. You know that.
I love having you here because, you know, what I love about our show when you come on, Max and Friends, is that all we just do is like we're just two good friends reconnecting, having just a good conscious conversation and allowing others to be part of our conversation, which then is liberating. It's lovely to hear conversations of the same frequency and of the same tone and be a part of it. So thank you for being here.
Thank you. I love being here because, as you say, we are of the same frequency and it's so easy to talk to you. And that's why it always becomes some kind of a conscious conversation. I mean, you're not just interviewing me and me asking and answering your questions. It's us talking. And that's beautiful. I love that way of sharing knowledge the way
it
we do.
It is. We share hashtag know the truth. Right?
Yes.
So, you know, yeah. People don't realize, but right now you and I are actually Skyping because You're at home. You're at home. You're in a whole another country over the Atlantic Ocean.
Yes, I'm in Sweden, and I'm very, very warmly dressed because it's really cold here. And you're talking about eternal summer where you are, and it feels like eternal winter here. I mean, it's really cold. It's been snowing all day, and I feel comfortable here in my chair in my warm clothes.
In your space. Well, you know, create our space, right? And what I love about, mm-hmm. I can literally look out the window and see the Atlantic Ocean and just know that you're across it, right?
Yeah, you know something, there's nothing in between us, actually, because everything is connected. Every single atom is connected. So it's just an extension. Somewhere in the middle we meet. So that's the beauty of the oneness.
It yes, is the beauty absolutely. Of the oneness. And what's beautiful, too, is yes. that, you know, as you said, you're in your chair, you're all comfy, and I'm always in a hoodie top because I love my hoodie tops and I'm comfy. And we've created these spaces, these areas that we can go to where we can just be still and be present and just really be one with all that is. So before we get into hashtag know the truth, y'all go right now and buy the book if you don't have it already. But
yes.
What is when you create your space, what is something that you really look forward to the creation of a space, your retreat, let's call it, a place you can go and just be still?
That's exactly. I look forward to the stillness because I know that stillness is so rich that I will always come out of it feeling abundant. Mm. Always. Even if I'm just quiet, I don't do anything. I just sit in the now moment. I know that I will get out of that moment richer than I was when I entered it. Mm. So that's what I'm always looking forward to. And I mean, I can't force this. I sometimes I daydream about sitting down and just taking in that now moment. And then I make it happen by, as I do right now, sit in my chair and I enjoy the space where I am. But I have to be aware of the space and I have to be aware of my being and I have to be in the now moment. And that's when the richness comes to me. So that's what I always look forward to.
You know,
how about you?
For me, exactly the same. What I do, what I really love is my bed because I'm allowed to go into, like, you know, the unconscious and really go into a space, you know, and my mind is always constantly just filling with, like that's why I love the movie The Greatest Showman, because my life is like the circus. And when I sleep, like, the circus comes to life, you know, and I start, I could be in a million places at once. So for me, I love sleeping. Because in that stillness, there's so much activity in my mind that I'm able to, like, explore things where my physical body can't take me. So for me, I really, and that's good sheets are very important for me.
Yes.
A very good mattress, really yeah. good down yes. pillows, really, you know, a luxurious down comforter. So that when I'm actually in bed, I'm able to transport into this whole other frequency and this whole other earth world that I explore. So for me, I think one of my favorite places where I'm, and I like to meditate a lot in my bedroom, like in the bed, because again, I'm transported to other portals and I can enter easily. So for me, I would say it's my bedroom. But if not, you know, I love Colorado and I go up to the top of the mountain there where nature just reminds me that where I am right now is exactly where I'm supposed to be. And that's on the top of a rock in the middle of the Rocky Mountains in Boulder, Colorado. So for me, I love that. That's a place I go to. But what I heard you saying was that, you know, you're able to go into the stillness and you come out richer. So what is it for you that a lot of people aren't able to go to that place where I've created, where you've created? How do you explain to people, or how do you offer people a place to create that they can have their own, where they can go into a space and actually come out richer?
They have to want to do that, and they have to understand that it will help them. Most people feel that when they're in a hurry, they don't have the time to do so because they think that it's going to take too much of their time. So I usually start off by saying it's all about breathing, for instance. Just stop and breathe in, hold, and breathe out, and you can feel a bit of that. You can just sense it. And then you extend this with another breath and another breath. And when you start feeling it, you actually understand how much you need it. So you have to start with the small steps. Breathe in, hold and breathe out. That's the way to start.
Yeah.
And then you can expand that. So it's easy to do so with people who are used to do these kind of things, but you have to start with the small steps.
You know, let's expand on, actually, I love the word expand, but let's expand on the breath. You know, a great technique for all of you listening tonight is inhale and count to four, hold the breath for three, and exhale to a count of five. That's a really great, that's a nice breath. You know, if you don't know how to breathe, do a conscious breath.
That's the way to breathe.
And just really just consciously breathe, because you're breathing life, you know, and you're breathing love. I really believe that when you breathe consciously, you breathe love, because there's nothing in between that. Yeah.
Yes. Yes. Why you breathe love is because love is the essence. Love is all that is. Mm-hmm. This is what, it's the fabric of the universe, unconditional love. So every time you breathe in, you actually literally breathe in the universe and breathe out you. So you kind of, there is no boundaries there.
There are none. And why I'm laughing is because I just opened to the book, hashtag know the truth, number 92, which is love is the primary pattern in the fabric of the universe. Everything else is secondary.
I opened the same page. This is such a synchronicity. It's love is the primary pattern in the fabric of the universe. Everything else is secondary. That's true. And when you breathe in, you literally breathe in the universe and breathe out your inner universe. Yeah. So that is where the boundaries dissolve and you are one with the universe. That is why it feels soothing, because it makes you understand what wholeness is. Every time you breathe in and breathe out, you feel that. But you have to be present in that moment, and you have to think about holding and breathing out, feeling it fully in the now moment. And it takes a few seconds to do that. So you don't have to, no yoga mat, no candles, nothing. You can just sit down and breathe.
And live.
And live, yes, and live. Yes. You know, the now moment.
In the now. What's something beautiful about breath that I love to do. You know, I was saying at the top of the show that I did this full moon ceremony a couple of weeks ago, and to actually be in the sand on the earth and to have my feet like buried in the sand with the water coming over it, and being able to breathe in that moment and to breathe, like I get chills right now thinking about it, because there's such a purity to be able to stand in a beautiful place, to acknowledge that moment. I'm here right now. There's nothing harming me. Nothing can come to me. You know, nothing can get me. And all there is this beautiful ocean, this vast space, and this full moon and this energy and my feet that are grounded in the sand. You know, it's like, I shall not be moved. And the waves, the water was so calm and like glass. And the waves were just these small little curls of water. And being able to stand there in the authenticity of who I am, and in the authenticness of this beautiful moment, and being able to breathe that all in, it charged me so fully. So, I know you and I talked about it before the show too, but it's a beautiful technique to be able to actually stand in nature too, without shoes on, without socks, and put your feet in the ground and put your feet on the earth and put your feet in the sand or wherever you can put your feet, where your connection with nature, because really that is the universal pattern of love.
Yeah. Actually standing in the sand, listening to the waves coming to the shore will give you the rhythm of your own breath. Just listening to it back and forth, and start breathing with that when it is a calm sea, as you were describing it. I think that's as close as you can come to God on a beach, honestly. That is as close as you can come to yourself, as close as you can come to the universe, when you just allow yourself to be in that sound, in that, it's like a heartbeat, like
it's
breath.
Like in a womb.
It's really beautiful.
You know, when you're laying on the beach and you can feel the push and pull of the water, it's literally, it felt like, you know, you're in the fetal position of the womb again, and it's just the earth and nature is hugging you. It felt so nice. It felt really nice. But, you know, and it's a belief, because I believe that that's where I should be, you know, like at that moment, that moment of that full moon that we had, and being on the beach is and why am I going into belief? Because I opened your book to page 60, True Thought 64, which is, a belief is simply a thought that seems true to you. And it was being on that beach in that moment was something that was so true to me. And I was like, you know, I love going to the parties, I love flying all over the world, But being in that moment of trueness, of my belief, of my core, that this is really all right now that matters, was just a beautiful revelation.
Yeah, when you talk about this, and you talked about your bed before, I usually, when I'm in a very, very stressed state and I have to go to bed, I go to bed and do exactly what you're talking about right now. In my bed, I start feeling the sheets. I start feeling my pillow. I start imagining how beautiful it is to be able to be in this bed, to feel the mattress under my back, and to feel how I'm supported by this.
Absolute support. In that, yeah.
Yes, and in that now moment, nothing else matters in that now moment. And that always makes me de-stress. Mm-hmm. Always. It doesn't matter what's going to happen tomorrow morning. That's in 6 hours or in 5 hours or in 8 hours. In this now moment, what I can do is enjoy that I'm supported by my bed, mm-hmm. just to lay down and be still, become one with that. Mm-hmm. And I've started practicing this more and more, and it goes much faster every time I do it. I go into this state of calmness much, much faster. Mm. So you have to do this often in order to learn your mind how to silence itself down.
You know, we talk always about patterns and pathology here on Max and Friends, and that's a pattern that I think is a beautiful one to set intentions to start creating that space of calmness. And you know, even going further into the mattress supporting you, you know, go further and deeper into gravity supporting us, gravity allowing us to be in a place of firmness. You know, I love gravity, because if we didn't have it, it would be fun, because we would all just be floating around and bumping into each other. But there's a beauty about the knowing that gravity is there to support us, and that this bed, which is on the ground, which is supported by gravity. Again, it all comes back to nature. It all comes back to, as your book says, the source of creativity.
But listen, it also is about, I mean, gravity is also a limitation. Mm-hmm. And I strongly believe that we are here to explore the limitations.
Yeah.
Literally. Because as a free spirit, you're off. You're not grounded anywhere. No. We are here to experience how it is to have these roots called gravity. Mm-hmm. We are here to explore how it feels to look through small eyes and see only a percentage of reality. We are here to explore how it feels to listen through our ears. Those are all limitations, and we're here to explore the limitations. Mm-hmm. So gravity, absolutely, it is here to be explored by us, to feel the support of the ground you're sitting in, to feel the support
human.
Of... Yes.
And that's
yes,
why I love dreaming so much, because in dreaming there is no gravity.
No gravity.
Because literally in my dreams I fly. There's a lot of times where I fly in my dreams. It's quite, you know, it's that Peter Pan thing. I just take off and go. I love hashtag know the truth. If you're tuning in right now, yes, you're listening to our conversation. Gordana Biernat is my guest. And the book that we're talking about is hashtag know the truth, why knowing who you are changes everything. I've opened up to page 109, which says source of creativity. And it's truth number 117, truth fact number 117. We're all born unique and amazing, curious and fearless. Remember the feeling. You know, it's a feeling that's every day. So I remember the feeling because I'm constantly in the feeling. But for those who don't remember the feeling, Gordana, how do you take that and say, give them some ways to remember the feeling that you are born unique and amazing, curious and fearless?
Just remember yourself as a child. Remember how you felt as a child. Remember the curiosity you had as a child. I mean, sometimes when I look back at my own childhood or look back at my life, I can better identify myself with the 12-year-old girl than with a 30-year-old girl, because the 12-year-old had not that much beliefs, was not that conditioned by society. I was less conditioned when I was 12 than when I was 30, and I know that a lot of women feel this too. Mm-hmm. But now when I look back at it, I am... I am who I am today, and I know who I am. So when I look at myself as a 12-year-old, I know that I was who I am today. I was when I was 12. Mm-hmm. Then I lost myself somewhere in between and found myself again now. Mm. So start looking at yourself. What did I like when I was a child? What did I do when I was a child? Mm-hmm. How was I? What did I laugh at?
Yeah,
and that's when you connect to the creativity within you, because we are born creative and fearless and amazing, all of us, every single one of us.
You know, I love 117, because what I want to, let's like dissect some of these words. So what does unique mean to you?
No one else like you. You are one of a kind. You are one.
Amazing.
There is no one like you.
There's no one like you. And what does amazing mean to you? That's a word that we use. I know in America, we use the word very, very loosely. Everything's amazing. Mm. Oh, it's amazing. This is amazing. Mm. When things really aren't that amazing, you know, we've diluted the word amazing. So what is the strength of the word amazing, and what are the roots for it for you?
Amazing is a word that contains a lot of positive attributes. Mm-hmm. It can be fearless. It can be unique at the same time. It can be glowing. It can be curious. It can be seeking. A lot of words in one single word. Amazing is actually who you are and who I am.
Amazing is all that is, right?
Yes, amazing is all that is.
Is all
truly,
that is.
Yes.
Is all that
I mean, what does it mean to you when you taste the word? What does amazing mean
well,
to
like,
you?
Well, you know, like I said, setting it up, the question to you was, in this country, in America, it's become diluted because everything has become amazing. You know, it's like, oh, the sun is out. That's amazing. When in fact, it really is amazing. So for me, the word amazing is not how it's said, but what are the intentions behind using the word amazing? And, you know, to me, intentions are a big thing. So when you use the word amazing, really for what I'm asking listeners to do is really set an intention before you use the word amazing. For me, amazing literally means all that is. It's the full source of creativity unfolding naturally in front of you. To me, that's amazing.
Yes. I was thinking about the word miracle.
Mm.
So when you say you're amazing, you're actually, I would say, I am saying you are a miracle, a true miracle.
Mm.
And at the same time, miracles, that is how the universe works. It creates small miracles all the time.
Every day.
It's a miracle that we are alive, literally. So of course we are amazing.
Right.
Of course.
It's that simple. But you know, and
that's,
like, and that's when I look at, you know, I always bring things back to nature again. You know, watching a flower unfold. No one tells it how to unfold. It just does it naturally. To me, that's amazing.
And that's amazing.
That's
yes.
amazing.
That's...
And it knows to come back and come back and come back. So what does the word curious mean to you?
Fearlessly seeking truth.
Mm.
Passionately exploring reality.
Oh, passionately exploring,
exploring reality.
In curiosity.
Yeah. Yes.
I love
that.
That
is. Your cat is curious.
Yes. You know, I said the other day, curiosity killed the cat, but satisfaction brought it back, right?
Yes, yes, yes.
It's nice to be satisfied and curious together. You know, there's a harmony in that. Because satisfaction, you know, satisfaction not in the way like, oh, I'm satisfied, but satisfaction in the way like you see the result. To me, that's what satisfaction means in the curiosity.
Mm-hmm.
What does fearless mean to you?
I am fearless. Mm. To me, it means to explore things regardless of what obstacles you meet, regardless of what other people tell you to. That is fearless. To love fearlessly, for instance, to be vulnerable is to be fearless. For me, fearless is to be who you are in any state you are. If you are vulnerable, that is fearless in our world.
Mm.
Because if you can't show that you're vulnerable, then you're showing fear to the world, so to speak. So being able to show that you are vulnerable, that is a fearless act.
Mm.
So fearless is a complex word, but for me, it is all about simply not taking in what others tell you is wrong if you know that it is right.
I love it. I love that. Yeah. No, I agree. You know, and again, fearless. A lion doesn't go into the night, you know, scared. It goes in knowing that it's got a mission, that it's got a purpose, and it just goes into that night. So for me, again, you know, I love nature and I love watching animals because animals, you know, even like the cats, you know, watching a cat and there's a lizard. The cat is fearless knowing that it's going to get that lizard, but it's not sure if that lizard is going to bite back at it or not, you know? So there's like that, it's almost like a childlike fearless, and children are fearless. They climb trees, they ride bikes, they don't care if they fall, you know? So I think really just bringing it all back to the inner child and remembering that as children, we really were fearless until someone taught us that, oh, if you climb the tree, you'll fall. You know, and like we always talk about here on Max and Friends, like when you say daydreaming and when you tell a kid, what does a pirate do? And then all of a sudden, the child, like you can see the fearlessness in them. You know, they rise up and they hold their sword and it's like this fearless disposition they have. So fearless is something that we should go into this week.
Yes. And I also, I mean, fearless means to feel the fear, but still gather the courage to do it anyway.
Courage. Yes.
Courage is a very important thing because without the fear, you can't feel courage. So fear is actually a good thing when you want to feel courageous. And then you become fearless because you go through the portal of courage and you go out fearless.
I love the portal of courage. That sounds like your next
book.
Yes,
the portal. Yes. Yeah, the portal of courage.
The portal of courage.
And I mean, we actually, at this time, at this place, time and space where we are right now, there are a lot of portals of courage everywhere right now because there's a lot of fear. So we are having opportunities to open these portals of courage everywhere.
So let me
and
ask
that
you,
is a good thing.
How do we step into those portals? Because if people are listening tonight, they're like, oh, these two with their portals and their portals of courage and fearless and being fearless. You know, a lot of people aren't in the frequency and in the synchronicity and the vibration that we're in right now. And that's why, you know, a lot of people tune into the show and that's why people reach out to you and they reach out to me because they think we have the answers for their life, you know. And I think the reality is that, you know, we put sentences and words together and either you get it or you don't. So how does one step into that portal of courage?
You know something, when you need to do that, you simply do it. There is no recipe of how to do it. All of us, we are all fearless. We are born fearless.
We are.
So when we need to do this, we all do it. We simply do it. There is no recipe of how to do that. Because when you are in fear and you know something isn't right, you will step through that portal of courage regardless. Mm-hmm. You will do that because it's a survival mechanism.
It's adrenaline too.
You will, yes.
Yeah, it clicks
it's
in the brain.
It's always like that. So,
yeah.
Yes, so you will do that. And I think that's the way. And by being true to yourself, you're always stepping through the portal of courage every time you are true to yourself, every time you do not allow others to change something that you know is true for you or that you know is good for you. To stay true to yourself by knowing who you are, that's how you step through that portal of courage every single day.
So the million-dollar question, how do we know who we are? We talked
do
about it
what
here
you
often.
Love.
Exactly.
You, do
that's the
what
simplicity.
You love.
You know, I remember, I mean, you've been a guest here numerous times and we've done shows as Who Am I? Who Are We? Creating Me, Creating Our Reality. But the simplicity is do what you love. You know, and you and I, for instance, we are in a position in life where we can do what we love. And that's why we have a lot of joy. But for those who aren't able to do what they love, what do you say to them?
Find things, small things that make you happy. And do more of them. Enjoy them when you're doing them. Be in that now moment when you're doing things. If you enjoy being with your child, be there fully in that moment. And that will expand in your reality.
Mm-hmm. And one suggestion that I give is turn your phone off when you're in that moment.
That's a very good suggestion.
Right?
Or just simply ignore it.
Yeah, because, you know, like, for instance, I'm planning a trip soon. I'm going to go see my nephew. I haven't seen him in a while. Mm-hmm. And he'll be, I think, 8 months old when I see him. Oh. And it's like, you know what? Nothing else will matter in that moment, you know, of disconnecting to the world, to the phones, to computers, to Instagram, to Twitter. you know, to all of that. And just being in the presence of a child is going to be, for me, a magical experience. So I'm looking forward to that. So my recommendation to you all is that if you really want to be in that now moment, cut out the distractions. And you know what they are in your own personal life. Learn how to cut out distractions. Learn how to turn off whatever it is you need to turn off sometimes and disconnect and just be present in that moment. My guest tonight is Gordana Biernat. The book we're talking about is hashtag Know the Truth. You can go buy it right now. If you're in the States, I bought my book on Target.com. You can go there right now and get it. It's also on Amazon and Barnes & Noble and everything else. And also, if you're listening tonight, please do me a favor, because I know there's a lot of you truth ambassadors who are Team Gordana. And I want you all to start tweeting Hay House and saying, we need an audio book of Gordana's book, because it's something in my soul that I feel that I need to relay the message to, because we, the people, we're the ones buying the book. So we are the ones determining the market. And I know that all of you want to hear the book on audio. And so there's only one way that could happen, is by creating it to be so. So Gordana, open up your book, hashtag Know the Truth, and get ready to give me a passage from the book. But before that, I've got to tell you all to go to firstbook.org, firstbook.org, and take a picture. It's called a shelfie, S-H-E-L-F-I-E, hashtag shelfie, with your favorite book, and hashtag magic of storytelling, hashtag magic of storytelling. And if you do that, Disney has teamed up with firstbook.org, and they're going to hand out, I think it's like something like a million books to children. So be part of this movement, and you get to share your favorite book. I posted mine recently, which is, I couldn't just give one book. I had to give three, which is hashtag Know the Truth, by Gordana Biernat, who's my guest tonight. Alan Watts, This Is It, and the 11 Karmic Spaces from Majaya, Choosing Freedom from the Patterns That Bind You. It's a great book, forward by Dr. Jean Houston. So definitely, you know, I don't really listen to rules, because to me, they're all just made up. So I couldn't post one book. I have to post three. So if you have more than one favorite book, post all your favorite books. But right now, let's get into the book with Gordana Biernat, her book, hashtag Know the Truth, Why Knowing Who You Are Changes Everything. And where did you open up to, Gordana?
I opened up Truth Thought 160, and it says, we live in a world of magic. Thoughts turn into matter, infinity unfolds as space, and eternity flows into time while you read these words. Talking about miracles, there you go, because this is the pattern of the universe. This is how the universe recreates itself every time. Everything that we think turns into matter in one way or another. Either it is in a relationship or a circumstance or a thing that you want. It's about thinking about something and daydreaming it into existence. Mm-hmm. The same thing goes that infinity unfolds as space. Somewhere, the infinite has to become finite, and it does so in our physical reality, where we are, including gravity and all the things that we have talked about here. And eternity flows into time. That is exactly what eternity is doing here on Earth, because we need time and space in order to exist. Mm-hmm. So eternal universe flows into time on Earth.
And, you know, in the passage, too, on page 145 of your book, you're saying, during my countless silent conversations with the universe, I have come to understand that love is one with no equals. How many conversations with the universe do you have on a daily basis?
Oh my God.
And how many does the universe have with you?
Oh, all the time. We're in constant communication. Really, we are. Sometimes when I forget myself and I think thoughts of worry, for instance, because everything is manifesting in a way or another, our minds are like vision boards, because that was my next tweet, truth thought here, that our minds is like vision boards. So if we fill them with things that are not good for us, that is what we put up on that vision board. And the universe is listening. Mm-hmm. It's not taking any pauses. It's listening 24/7.
So would you call that unconscious creation?
Yes, that is exactly what I would call it. And I do so in my book too. Exactly what I would call it. That is unconscious creation, because we don't think that it is like a silent negative prayer and that God is listening. Mm-hmm. We simply worry habitually because this is what we do all the time. We have been doing this for eons, and we have to actively stop ourselves from doing that and going into another way of thinking about things.
You know what, I want to say at this moment is we have to shift the paradigm.
Yeah.
You know, the paradigm is one of repetition. Unless we shift it and start really creating consciously and putting things on our vision boards or on our vision mind or visually creating, we have to shift the paradigm. I want to quickly open up to the book because, you know, the illusion of time, which we talk about here on Max and Friends, is happening. But I open up to page 26 with truth thought number 38. You are the designer of your purpose. You are the container of your dreams. You are the liberator of your passions. So when you and the universe were having that conversation, how did that stir up in your soul?
You are the sum of your desires here. And I'm not the only one saying these things. There are ancient texts talking about that, that we are we are God's desire here. God desired us into being, or as I would say, the universe or the source desired us into being. So you are source's desire to experience this reality as Max Tucci with everything that you want in this reality. And you are sending that information back to your source, telling your source how it feels to be Max Tucci here. Mm. So you are the designer of your own purpose in that sense, that when the source desired you into being, it desired you into being as you are, exactly as you are. And you are unique, amazing, and fearless.
This is me.
And you're, yes, and you're here to explore that. So you are the designer of your purpose, and you're also the container of all your desires, because you are the ultimate desire of being Max Tucci in a physical reality. You are a spirit exploring physical reality and matter, and you're doing this with your desires, because what you focus your attention on, what you desire in this reality, is what is growing, what becomes your life. And you have to be tuned into your desires. And how are you tuned into them? By being who you truly are and doing what you love. So that is when you're in alignment with your purpose and why source desired you into being here. So that is why it is so important to become more aware of who you are by exploring what you love here.
Through your passions.
And the last thing, yes, exactly, that's where I was going. And the last thing is that you're the liberator of all these passions. You're the one that is supposed to explore them here, try them, see where do they lead you in physical reality, and then send back that information to source. That is how universe expands, by collecting all the knowledge and all the experiences that we communicate back to source, how it feels to be a human being, in a spirit in a human being's body here on Earth.
How it feels to be me, right? So don't go anywhere, because we're going to play a song right now called This Is Me. It's from The Greatest Showman, Keila. I love Keila. Y'all go right now and follow Keila Seidel. She's amazing. The song This Is Me was nominated for an Oscar. And what it breaks down is the truth. This is me. Don't apologize for you. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. I'm your host, Max Tucci, on Max and Friends. And when we're back, Gordana and I are going to talk about her book, hashtag Know the Truth. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
I am not a stranger to the dark. Hide away, they say, because we don't want your broken parts. I've learned to be ashamed of all my scars. Run away, you say, no one will love you as you are. But I won't let them break me down to dust. I know that there's a place for us, for we are glorious. When the sharpest words wanna cut me down, gonna send a flood, gonna drown a mound. I am brave, I am bruised, I am who I'm meant to be. This is me. Look out, cause here I come. And I'm marching on to the beat I drum. I'm not scared.
This is me. Welcome back. LA Talk Radio. This is Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max Tucci. That was This Is Me from The Greatest Showman, Keila Settle. I love Keila. Do your thing, girl, and congratulations on your nomination for the song This Is Me. But what I love about This Is Me is that it's such a powerful song that, you know, bruised and scarred, and no matter what you are, you're you. And that's the beauty of who you are, is that, like we're talking about Gordana, my guest tonight, that you're special, you're unique. And I open up to page 116, truth passage 131 of hashtag Know the Truth. It says, stay brave, ask questions, be creative. So, Gordana, how do we stay brave?
As I said before, we were talking about that, going through the portals of courage all the time. You have to stay. I mean, when you're in tune with who you are automatically brave. You don't have to work for it. You simply are, because that's who we are when we are born. We are born fearless. I wrote something today, which I had a question. Someone asked me when I stopped looking for myself. Mm-hmm. Because I'm no longer looking for myself. I am exploring myself. And that's a difference. When I was younger, I was always looking for who am I? What am I doing here? Now I am more within, and I'm exploring what I'm doing here. And it's a different for me. And I stopped looking for myself when I held my son in my arms for the first time. Mm-hmm. When I watched him take his first breath of life, I realized that he contains everything as he is right now. He is whole, perfect, and complete, lacking nothing. When you look at a child, you see that the child lacks nothing. It is perfect as it is. And in that moment, I grasped that the concept of lack is just an illusion in time and space, which we are conditioned to believe as we grow up. Mm. And that's why when I was 12, I knew more who I was, because I hadn't integrated the concept of lack so much as I did when I was 30. Because when I start comparing myself to everyone else around me, I feel that, oh, I'm not like that and I'm not like that, which means that I'm lacking something. Mm. So I become friends with lack instead of abundance, wow. which I truly am. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And that's what it's all about. So staying brave yes. is knowing who you are and fearlessly walking through that portal of courage.
You know, and I love part three in your book where it's a new chapter. It says, why understanding the nature of your thoughts changes everything. You know, and it's fair to say that you understand the nature of your thoughts. But what does that actually mean, to understand the nature of your thoughts?
That your thoughts are creative. They create worlds. It is a big thing, what you think. It's not about a private thing going on only in your head that doesn't have any consequences in this world. Mm. What you think, you become, which means that that is the world you are creating. You're allowing that world through you into this reality, and you're co-creating it with other people. So your thoughts are immensely important. Mm. They're not unimportant. I mean, when I was a child, I thought that my thoughts were not important when it comes to important matter. But my thoughts create matter. They are really important, and so are yours and everyone else's. So we have to become more aware of the power behind every thought and the power behind every word we utter in this world and the power behind every emotion we allow through us, because that is what creates this reality, this culture we live in. It is based upon our thoughts and words and actions and feelings. So that's what I mean when I say that your words are really important and your thoughts are really important. Mm-hmm. Thoughts are not just something that goes on in your mind. Thoughts are something that create world.
They do. They do. They create our reality. Mm-hmm. You know, so we have to wrap the show up. It's that time. But before I let you go, I know you have your book, hashtag Know the Truth with you. My guest tonight is the one and only Gordana Vernat, the unique Gordana Vernat. So what is it that you want people to go into this week? You opened up the book, and where are you guiding people into this week with?
All right, so let's do this. I want everyone to put your hand on your heart and repeat after me.
I love this.
Yes. I am the light in the darkness. I am the love in the hate. I am the calmness in the storm, and I am the courage in the fear.
I love that. And you know, the last time you were on the show, we did that. That was part of the show.
Yes,
it was. And I'm leaving you all with the beauty of one of my favorite philosophers, Alan Watts. And Alan Watts says, how is it possible that being with such sensitive jewels as the eyes, such enchanted musical instruments as the ears, and such fabulous arabesque of nerves as the brain can experience itself anything less than a god? So remember that you are all gods. Collectively, we are all that is. So thank you for tuning in tonight to Max and Friends. Gordana Vernat, hashtag Know the Truth. Follow her on Twitter at My Power Talk, on Instagram at My Power Talk, on Facebook, and go get the book. And you know, it's a great book. Mother's Day is coming up, and Father's Day is coming up, and every day is coming up, and new moments are coming up. So go buy the book just because. So tune in and please start a campaign that we want to get the book, hashtag Know the Truth, in an audio version. It's something that I'm going to consciously create here on Max and Friends and on my Twitter page. So Gordana, thank you so much for being here again tonight on Max and Friends.
Thank you, Max. I love you.
I don't want this show to end.
No!
But you know, the one thing about life that I know is that as one thing goes, another thing comes. So on that note, we're going to let this moment go so that we can all just focus on the next moment and this present moment that we have right now. So I love you all for tuning into Max and Friends. Remember to take life to the max. I don't know if I said that here in a long time because I'm always caught up with good night and good karma. But do take life to the max. Really take it to the next level, because you're creating that next level. And then push the bar for yourself. Break the glass ceiling in your own life so that you can be really who you're created to be. Unique, fabulous, and amazing. Until next time, I'm your host, Max Tucci for Max and Friends. Thank you all for tuning in. Good night and good karma.
And one last thing before I let you go, please go to pinnertest.com and order Pinnertest. It's a food intolerance test. For me, I found out that I was intolerant to potatoes, garlic, chili, and coconut. And I swear, the minute I eliminated those from my diet, my life changed for the better. Go to pinnertest.com, P-I-N-N-E-R-T-E-S-T.com. Use promo code MAX. You can save $60 by using my promo code and also get free worldwide shipping for pinnertest.com.